commonly, regularly, we see with regards to success or failure in our lives, when we assess this, that we assess success and failure in life based on the principle of, is our life progressing according to our plan? And if it is, we say, oh, this person is successful. If a person wants, if he has a desire that he wants something fulfilled, when it's fulfilled, we say, oh, he's so fortunate, so lucky, so happy, he's passed a big exam. Or he's very fortunate, he's very lucky that he's attained the business, the shop he wanted. Very fortunate, because life is progressing according to his plan, his targets. And we say that he's very fortunate. And he is, but this is temporary. This is not forever. A temporary fortune or happiness, but permanent happiness. Permanent fortune, good fortune. A beautiful point the pious elders have stated, that if you want to realize what is real fortune, good fortune, then ask a person who's dying, who's passing away. If only he would have the tongue, the ability to speak, because he can hear and see. And if only we could hear him, that brother, what's your basis of success and failure right now? Then totally the sketch, the scene will change. It will dramatically change. And our pious elders, they say, if you ask him, that, oh, is it your success based on the cars or the houses and the shops that you've left? You say, what are you talking about? No, the basis, his principle will change. Not just his, but mine will change. Yours will change. Allah Ta'ala, may He allow us to understand this so that akal and wisdom can come into us. What's the point of listening to others and worrying about others? Am I not going to pass away? Are you not going to pass away? Does it take long for disasters to occur? Does an earthquake take long to come? Does it take long for the ceiling to collapse? No. Within minutes, ooh, we just saw him, he was fine. Just a little thought, a person thinks for a few seconds, there's a bit of noise. Oh, the noise, news will come out, breaking news. And then, what would he say? Oh, no, this is Allah Ta'ala's will. After some while, people say, no, this was Allah's will. He's passed away. Haven't people we known? No, passed away. How many people in our homes, in our families who've passed away, who we used to eat with and sit with, people who we pray with, many of them have passed away. Ramadan, we spend with them, and after Ramadan, we see that person disappeared. He's gone. And we are praying his janazah salah. This has happened in my life, and it happens in your life, in all our lives. So this concept, this ideology that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, we need to make it solid, solid, robust. We are in deception. Delusion. This is temporary ideology, that where success lies, that the dead person or the person who's dying, he will explain the real success, and he will cry out, shriek out, scream, tell my son, tell these people, what are they doing? Explain to them. If you were to stand next to a qabr, a grave, and ask the person who's inside it, he'd shriek out, you don't know where I am, what's happening with me, open your eyes. This is not a new fact. This is all in the Quran that you used to read. Mawlana Sahib used to explain to you. Tabligh Jamaat used to listen to this when you went there. What's happened to your eyes, your ears? Have you become numb to the reality? Don't you know what's going to happen? Oh, foolish people. I was your colleague, your associate. The dead person saying this. This is all the meaning of the hadith I'm telling you. But, subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala's veils are there that we cannot hear. We cannot hear. Rather, we stand and complain to the dead person that he did this to me, or he did this to that person, or he did this and that before he passed away. In reality, if we want to know success, what is success, then really the true successful person will be that person that when on the day of Hashr, resurrection, when he'll come out of the grave and he'll have the sign of success, forgiveness in his hand. Say subhanAllah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say again subhanAllah. That's it. This is the message. This is the one message. We don't understand this point. We have to die. The grave will come. We have to come out of the grave as well. Yes. Allah says, and it's going to come very quickly to you. Know this, that you will come to me very quickly. You will come to me. It won't take long. It won't take long. It's not what you consider to be correct. No. It will take longer rather. It will take longer rather that your blinking of your eyelid You understand? The blinking of the eyelid. It will take long for you to blink your eyelid, but maut is quicker than that. Death is closer and quicker to you than the blink of an eyelid. But nobody believes this. I swear by Allah, we do not have yaqeen and belief in these words of Allah. Why don't we have yaqeen, certainly? Because our nafs, our desires have trapped us. Shaitan has trapped us. Our desires have overwhelmed us. Every action we do, whether it's deen, religious or worldly, whatever we do, we have one objective. And what is that? That I want to be successful in the world. People should say to me, I'm fortunate and lucky and I've made it. But made it will be that person who will have the seal of forgiveness in his hand when he wakes up from his grave, when he gets up from his grave. Fortunate and lucky will be that person that in this world Allah will have given him an opportunity to gain forgiveness, and he will have attained forgiveness in this world. Allah is merciful. Allah is the one with the grace and his favor. He wants to forgive. There are opportunities beyond opportunities that unfold in front of a person. Opportunities beyond opportunities. And we make them like an obstacle for ourselves. We make actions like a tradition, like a custom, like the norm, like a regular action. And it becomes traditional in our lives. Oh, we're celebrating this day, commemorating this day, or doing this action. Allah Ta'ala has given us luggage, actions for forgiveness to be attained. It's announced. What is this gathering? What is this congregation? It's dhikr. It's a dhikr gathering. What is dhikr? Why? What is dhikr? What is Allah's remembrance? Don't make this a game. Don't make this a custom. Don't make this a traditional action. Oh, it's just dhikr. The friends of Allah do this. If we do this, then this will happen. That will happen. No. The first thing we need to seek in this action is that the action that Allah Ta'ala has created, what's the reasoning behind it? What's the benefit for me behind this? Every action is based on Allah's permission and Allah's arrangement with this masjid. It's a small, you could say like a box. It's not a big masjid. From the masjid that we've come from, compared to that masjid, this is like a small box. But behind this, where we are, there must be an objective that no human being can make this. No normal person can make this. No one's power can make this. No. This is based on Allah's decision, Allah's desire. Allah, when He wants to send His mercy on His makhluk, then He makes it. Thousands of people will be granted forgiveness from here, this very same place. The person who sees this place, the house of Allah. Allah, I'm so grateful. The 5 times salah I'll pray with Jama'ah. And Allah says, I made this place for you, for your sake. Not for those people, oh, what was this? Oh, I don't feel like going to pray today. What was it before? Oh, it's too far, the masjid. How shall we go? Oh, it's this and that. How can I get there? People complain, don't they? I speak about myself. MashaAllah, you're pious people, I follow my desires. How many excuses we put forward. But what a great preparation Allah Ta'ala has made. The subhanAllah, such a place we go to Masjid Ali. When I came, I said, where's Masjid Ali? I said, this is Masjid Ali. And I used to hear that Mulana Sahib, I used to meet him, he said, I am Imam in this Masjid. So when I came, I said, this is Masjid Ali. How did you make this? That you can't park a car here, you can't park a car there, you can't do this here. SubhanAllah. Restrictions. But if you can't do anything, but Allah Ta'ala says, I want to make my home here for this reason, that I know such creation will leave this masjid, depart from this masjid with forgiveness, with my permission. And they will appreciate value. They'll come running to Fajr. They won't look that the place, this is the greatest place of protection and shelter, the place to be safe from hellfire. So if we understand, open your eyes, run. This is Allah's karam. The subhanAllah, how hard it was to go there. We have to take our cars out, park our cars. But you'll hasten here. And the angels will record forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness in the book of deeds. SubhanAllah. So where does dhikr come from? Dhikr, from 60 years I'm hosting dhikr in this country. 60 years has been, 50 years we've been doing dhikr. SubhanAllah, due to your barakat and blessings. Otherwise I'm not capable. I'm not about that. You people, you love and like this action of dhikr, so I also come. Otherwise, what value do I have? What capability do I have? What status do I have? This is the sadaqah of your shoes, your slippers, that I can also come and sit here with your love. 50 years Allah Ta'ala has allowed me to do this work. I see you and I come and sit in front of your shoes as well. How could I come if you didn't come? This is your love and your desire that pulls everyone in. I say that I also want to earn some reward. So what is this?
Why is this majma here? Why is this gathering here? Why is Allah Ta'ala seated us down here? Why have we sat down? Why didn't I come here before? Why did it come into our hearts that we'll go to the here that people used to come to Zakir Masjid and say, please ask Hazrat to come. Why didn't they come before? Because Allah Ta'ala wants that the people who live in this locality, I want my mercies to rain down upon them. Subhanallah, my rahmah, my mercy to rain down upon them. There must be somebody who knew somebody, there must be a sinful person, sinful people. Everyone's sinful, everyone commits sins. Is there anyone who's got a claim that he's forgiven? No. So Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu, his hadith, Hazrat Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala narrated this hadith, and you will have heard this hadith, that when a congregation takes place, when an assembly gathers, could be two people. Remember, two people is the minimum for a congregation. No, 1,000 of them come, hundreds of them come. That when some people gather together, this is the meaning of the hadith, and their objective is one. Their objective is one. So here Allah Ta'ala has given us the means now. The means. Their objective is one. What is that objective? To remember Allah. We'll sit down and remember Allah. We'll do the dhikr of Allah. That's it. Let's sit down. There's no other objective. Speech and taqreer. No, no. No other objective. That I'm not giving a speech, am I? This is not a lecture. So here, though, if minimum two, and more than two people gathered together with the sole purpose of the dhikr of Allah, not salah, nothing else. What for? For the dhikr of Allah. Then in the hadith it is stated, then when such people gather together and form an assembly, then straight away in the heavens an angel announces, in the heavens the angel announces, and when the angel announces from its tongue, then every particle of the universe hears that call of the angel. The fish in the sea hear this. And those people about which this angel is speaking, the fish in the sea recognize that those individuals. Because this announcement has come from Allah. If a king was to announce that this person, give him some amount, every person will know that, for example, Bolton, that the king is announcing. So if Allah, the king of the universe, is announcing something, then will the creation not know? Whilst walking, the particles, the atoms, oh, this is the man about whom it's been announced. They will respect you. Ihtaram in the dunya. Animals will respect that person. The birds will respect the trees, the leaves, the bough. Submit. This is that individual about whom Allah, Lord of the universe, has announced. Announced what? For this gathering. Yes, Allah will say that, listen, there's an announcement for Allah. Allah has forgiven all of you. Subhanallah. Yes, Allah Ta'ala says, tabaddal, that all the sins have been changed into hasanat. Allah has transformed into good deeds. Subhanallah. So has Allah Ta'ala not given us an opportunity? He has, hasn't he? Forgiveness has been attained then, isn't it? If you die, then Allah will give you the record in your hand. Haven't you been given? You've been forgiven. So you took advantage of this gathering of mine, Allah will say, that I allowed the gathering to take place, and it was decorated, and you took advantage. You didn't think, oh no, I don't want to go, he or this and that. You crushed your desires, you came and sat down. And many people amongst us will be feeling, oh, leave it, you did dhikr yesterday, go tomorrow, you're tired, got to give some time to the kids, got to give some time to the wife and keep on working. What will she say? Oh, we'll listen to dhikr online today. Yes, these thoughts must have come into thousands or hundreds of people, and nafs and shaitan will try to make you feel lazy. They'll give you points, excuse points, and give you solutions, and practically they'll give you a solution. Oh, someone phone, oh, we're coming to meet you. And quite a few obstacles come when a person is going towards bakhshish, forgiveness. Is this a small point? Think about it. If I look inside me, that if the good news of forgiveness comes into my hand, if Allah gives that good news, so much yakin, that I should have that, not for the light in this room or the building that's around us, but I should have more yakin in the great words that have come from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I say this with pride, that I'm forgiven today. I announce I've been forgiven. I'm proud to say this, because I have yakin. Because who stated these words? From whose holy tongue and holy words does this hadith come? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah said in the Quran that your speech is unique, that whatever you speak is from me, Allah Ta'ala says. Subhanallah.
So the question doesn't arise. So much happiness is being felt that if death comes now, no problem, we've been forgiven and the success is in our hands. Those who don't know you, oh, can you be forgiven? How can I be forgiven due to this? This is the real trick that's taking place, the game. We should have so much certainty that if, for example, don't look towards yourself, look at Allah's rahmah and mercy. What is Allah Ta'ala telling us? Such a great point. And Allah's karam upon his karam, if we see this, that Allah creates the means as soon as the sins increase and shaitan increases. We have sins in our pockets, in our hearts, in our eyes. As soon as we leave the masjid, the sin. As soon as we go in the masjid, sin. When we get up in the night, sin. When we go to sleep, sin. Most of all, we do sin. In the bed, we go here or there, we read Quran, so Ramadan comes. Sins do not leave our back, and shaitan has created such means for sins to be implemented, such means that is very difficult for a person to come out of those tricks. Rather, a person is sinning until his very death. Oh, come, put that song on. Oh, she was good. Oh, put that on. So we say that we kept in our pockets. Oh, put that on, let me see this, etc. So this is the day and age of fitna. Fitnas, trials, tribulations, challenges are descending from the heavens. Such a severe time has come that forgiveness is a very, very difficult achievement. We can't even think about that. Look, Allah's rahm, Allah's mercy. In the same way that the negative forces are working, shaitan and nafs, Allah's rahmah is raining down as well. Otherwise, would you have ever thought before today, if you go back some years, it's been quite a few years, I myself have come to Bolton, must be 20 years at least, that I've come. So when I came to Bolton, was dhikr taking place here before? There was no sign of dhikr. So Allah's karam and mercy, such an important action that whoever comes and sits, forgiveness. Come in the morning and sin, dhikr, forgiveness. You sit in the evening, forgiveness. Subhanallah. Whichever gathering you sit in, forgiveness. Allah has created so many halakas, gatherings in the whole week. There are more than 14 halakas, more than 14 gatherings of dhikr. 14 times a person gets his forgiveness, morning and evening, he comes and sits down, closing his eyes, then how fortunate a person is that human being. Ulil albab, Allah Ta'ala has defined. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Allah Ta'ala concludes with, wa ulil albab. People with intellect, wisdom, understanding. When people be called on the day of resurrection, on the day of Qiyamah, with the Paisalis, this will be such a great title. That where are the people of intellect? Where are the people of wisdom? Allah will call them. The people of wisdom, who will they be at that time? Where will you see them? Subhanallah. On the plane of resurrection, on the day of judgment. And they will be sat on big thrones of jewels, of beautiful jewelry, so beautiful they will look, and their faces will be shining like the moon on the 14th. Allah will say, "Hada ulil albab." Subhanallah. These are the people. Why? Because morning and evening they did my dhikr. This was their occupation. If they sinned in the night, it got forgiven in the morning. If they sinned in the day, it got forgiven in the night. Yes, because this is the way to forgiveness. And the amount of sins he committed in the night, when he came in the morning to my halakha lessons, my gathering that I established, it was my gathering, my remembrance morning and evening, Allah will say. That if he's sinning in the night, whoever comes in the morning and is assembled in the gathering, soon as he did dhikr, all the sins were transformed into good deeds. This is a hadith. So the person who is lazy, no. Oh, why should we have to do dhikr? This is dhikr as well, what I'm doing. That's dhikr as well. My brothers, look at Allah's rahmah, mercy, understand it from top to bottom. I speak about myself. Every hair is drenched in sin. I tell you the truth. This is not deception. This is not trick. I'm telling you the truth. Zahiri, we are so much. Hazrat Sahib, Maulana Sahib, Peer Sahib, Sheikh Sahib. This is all external. Every single hair is drenched in sin. If Allah was to take the accounts today, it would be very difficult for anyone to be saved. Remember this. Yes? Allah says you are wasting your deeds. Allah says don't waste your deeds. Commit and practice your deeds based on the conditions I've given to you, Allah says. Yomal, it's Allah's rahmat that you will be forgiven in such a way that you will not want to understand the punishment. Why is come? Let's just do one action. That the games and the tricks that we're playing, we need to put them aside right now. Let's just take the guidance from me. If you sit in the morning until the evening, you're free. If you sit in the evening until the morning, you're free from sin. So should we sit or not, my friends? Do you understand what I'm saying? Great action is dhikr. Have I made this? Have you made this? Have these masjids made this? No. This is Allah's karam that we live in the environment. There's so many sins around us. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive us. We can get forgiveness. What's the reason? This is sadaqah. Due to his Habib, his beloved, his prophet. We are in his ummah.
in his nation, members of his ummah. That Allah Ta'ala loves his Habib so much, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to see that anyone who's a link with the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he goes into Jahannam. And that's why Allah Ta'ala eliminates and overlooks the sins, and that's why Allah Ta'ala sends us to these halakas, gatherings. Don't be lazy. Unfortunate is that person. Most unfortunate is that person that he's got the method to get success and he picks his face up and leaves. Is there dhikr or not in the morning? The Hufis are coming to dhikr in the morning, tell me. Yes? Are we forgiven beyond forgiveness? Have we read so many kitabs in the Quran? We'll realize that when the hisab will go before us and all of this will be weighed in the deeds, Allah will say, bring their mal, bring their deeds. Let's see, somebody will go into riya and pride and envy and jealousy. Nothing will be left. This is the reality. Forgiven will be that person who comes onto the mercy path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who doesn't trust his deeds, he trusts Allah's rahmah mercy. Allah, that Allah Ta'ala, he is giving the river, the sea of ilm and knowledge and hikmah. Let's sit there and gain benefit as well. Oh, so great. In this country, in this town, in this city, and beyond that, Allah's mercy, Allahu Akbar, Allah's deen is so great. Ummatis are everywhere. Everywhere we go. As the Shaykh Ramadan used to say, that the biggest fitna is this. These are the words of Hazrat Shaykh Al-Adi, subhanAllah. Before his death, he stated this, and the pious elders have communicated this. That be careful of one thing. He was in Africa in the final days. He said, be careful of one thing. Hazrat Shaykh Al-Hadees stated that be careful of one point. That everything will be made, masjids and madrasas, everything will be there. The work of the tabligh will occur. But one thing be careful about, that keep the dhikr of Allah in existence regular, because success will come from that. SubhanAllah, but this is decreasing, diminishing. Khankas are decreasing, diminishing. Khankas don't have a name. No sign. There's no method of the khanka. There's no methodology of the khanka. But person is saved in the khanka. That's where the makhluk will learn the lessons. And this is where Allah's rahmas will descend. Such a great place is the khanka. Yes, and it's not from today. It's from the time, the day and age of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That a person, when he sits and remembers Allah, that's a khanka he's sitting. And this masjid has become a khanka. Yes. That you've prayed salah, you've done all the actions, you've read Quran, everything's finished, isn't it? So now, the condition status of this land has changed, that the work of tazkiyah has now started here, subhanAllah. Yes, the work of tazkiyah started here, so converted into what? It's become a khanqa. So Allah says, my beloved servants are sitting here, they're not here due to a compulsory action, or fard action, they're not here out of fear of me, they come and sit out of their own love, and sit here and they remember me, Allah says. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He went to a gathering. It was a gathering of the Sahaba, the noble companions, radiallahu anhum. And it was Masjid Nabwi, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mosque, where it became a khanka. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what are you people doing? This is the meaning of the hadith. And they were afraid. They were surprised. Oh, are we doing something wrong? What's happened? Have we made a mistake? What are you doing? Oh, Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we're sat here, gathered together. We are remembering Allah, doing the dhikr of Allah. SubhanAllah. And this was the day and age of the Holy Prophet and the Prophet said, swear that verily, are you really doing the dhikr of Allah? At this point in time you are sat, think yourself you are doing that action about which the Holy Prophet showed his surprise. That in Bolton we are here now after Isha, in this environment of sin, we've left everything, we've worn imamas and kept the beards, and these people are doing my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says. The angels remove the veils, please. Imagine the sins taking place at this time. Imagine. And imagine the alcohol that's being drunk, and amongst our Muslims, and no following of the principles, and the storm is brewing, has already brewed, and only a few people are sitting in dhikr. Say Alhamdulillah. This is the maqam of shukr, being grateful. Shakartum la azidannakum. Allah says, I'll give you more and above that. But how we've sealed our hearts. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be so proud. So proud. The masjid Ali small after making this masjid. SubhanAllah, this masjid, the people of this masjid have fulfilled the rights of this masjid. That if zikr of Allah is not taking place in a masjid, that masjid stays quiet. It doesn't get satisfaction. A masjid attains nur and light when zikr of Allah takes place in that masjid. Zikr of Allah. Remember, Allah. People turf us out of the masjids. I can do everything, but I can't do zikr in the masjid. This is our qawm today, and we say we are forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Due to which Allah Ta'ala has created, established the masjid, and in the heavens, in the heavens the masjids glow and shine. But the people say, no, you can't do dhikr here. No permission, this is bid'ah. This is innovation. What dhikr is this? What gathering? What assembly? What majlis? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Yes. So you are mashallah darwish. And in the heavens you are being appreciated right now. This is the achievement that Allah Ta'ala elevates people. And inside their hearts he instills so much simplicity and humbleness. That up to now, most certainly we are remembering our sins. But Allah Akbar, a good high status at the moment, the Anbiya, the Prophets, the angels, Allah Ta'ala Himself is proud about us. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's why. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala loves this action. It's beloved to Allah. The dhikr of Allah. It's very beloved to Allah. So when the jama'ah is seen, what are you doing? O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we swear by Allah, we swear that we are just doing this. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that don't think anything bad about where I told you to swear by Allah. Where I'm surprised is that you are doing such a great action, such a great action. These are the Sahaba, the Holy Prophet's age. What about now while we are seated here? What about us? Say Subhanallah. How many people haven't come here today? Many people from our Jamaat haven't come here today. The nafs has grabbed hold of them. But look how much khairat Allah is spreading. How an assembly, an old person can forgive, an ill person is forgiveness, a good person, pious person is forgiveness, sinful person is forgiveness. Everybody, Allah Ta'ala has opened up the food man. And if Allah Ta'ala forgives somebody, then will He reduce his rizq? Will He reduce his wealth? Will He oppress him? Will Allah Ta'ala stop his issues in the world? No, there'll be a time. Nothing in the world can be stopped if Allah Ta'ala has given it to that person. Subhanallah, the angels are included in this dua. Yes, that the angels, the special angels who do dua for that individual. So, Allah, the Prophet ﷺ said that you are doing such an action is not a minor matter. Jibreel ﷺ came to give me the good news. He descended from the heavens. Allahu Akbar. That the action that you're doing, Jibreel ﷺ descended from the heavens and he's saying that give them the good news. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you all and proud with you all that you are doing his dhikr. Subhanallah. This was at that generation, the generation of the noble companions radiallahu anhum, after whom no generation will come close to them. Today we are in a worse position. The sketch that I played in front of you, the scene, and Allah gives us his fadl, he sees us in dhikr every day, every morning. And if we are sons of human beings and proper human beings, if we have intellect and understanding and awareness, the 14 halakas Allah Ta'ala has established in Bolton. How many? How many has Allah Ta'ala established? 7 days in the week, how many? Multiply 7 times 2 is 14. But there are sometimes more than 14. We also do dhikr on Jummah. Subhanallah. So how many? There are how many? Four Jummahs. So add 14 to 4 and you get more than that. Why? Because when Ramadan comes, then there's dhikr all the time. Dhikr all the time. Unlimited. Allah has given us rahmah and mercy. So if I do an action now, that we say we are mu'mins, don't take what I'm saying badly. But how much of the share of this have you taken in your life? Why? You haven't? Because you don't want forgiveness. You don't want to attain forgiveness. We don't want that. We take this great message. Allah's given us a cheap bargain. Go and sit down. No hisab kitab. Even if you just sit there. Even if you're not doing dhikr. Just go and present yourself, Allah Ta'ala says. Yes, when do I say that you should also start dhikr? If you're feeling unwell, okay, just sit down to the side and think about what you want to think about. Allah Ta'ala says, this gathering and place is so beloved to me that your coming is enough for me and I will forgive you. Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, this person came the other day. Allah, he just came to watch and observe. Zid Deobandi, Brelwi, Eledi, Shia, what's going on here? Who's the host? What ideology does he have? What does he do? How does he host the dhikr? Allah says, you've come inside, that's enough for your bakshish, forgiveness. No game of aqidah and belief, etc. So can a place be like this in the world, in the universe today? Subhanallah. The Kaaba, even where we go to Kaaba, there'll be accounting for that. He's doing tawaf and hajj and sa'i, such big actions. But there's no guarantee of acceptance, is there? Is there any guarantee of acceptance? No, it's Allah's choice. But here, look at the hisab. Doors have been opened up. So, if we have a little bit of aqal and we understand that we have this need in the hereafter when we come out of the grave, then I will say that Allah give to me and you that from amongst the 14 halaqah of the week, not at least one, not one of those halaqah should be wasted. From all 14. Not that, oh, when you come to Masjid, then we'll start dhikr. Allah says, you don't have appreciation. You're so selfish. You don't have the desire yourself that Allah Ta'ala says, there's no benefit of such dhikr in my eyes. There are many angels who remember me. Allah says, love should be demonstrated. Allah Ta'ala has opened the door. Allah, I'm so grateful to you that I'm grateful to this name of yours, that wherever dhikr takes place, we will arrive there. Subhanallah. So do we make this promise? So not just this, think Allah's rahmah, mercy, the whole ummah. So this is just me speaking. The whole dunya, kharafat, the darkness, there's everything. I won't say any name. The people in high, high maqams. Ajeeb halat, ajeeb circumstances in the dunya, my friends. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look what system He has set up. This system. And in the whole dunya, north, south, west, east, west. The whole dunya, the dhikr of Allah is taking place. Subhanallah. And at this time, at least minimum 1,000 people, men and women, are included in this dhikr with you. Yes, somewhere will be day, somewhere night, somewhere evening, somewhere morning. And phone calls come to me from Chicago, from California, that we are in the car, your dhikr time is this. In Pakistan, India, it's 4 o'clock at this time. And Haramain Sharifain, dhikr will be taking place. Say Subhanallah. In Makkah, dhikr will be taking place. In Medina, dhikr will be taking place. In Riyadh, dhikr will be taking place. In all these places, dhikr will be taking place. In Qatar, dhikr is taking place. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala wants that this qawm is so spoilt. How will they be forgiven? Let me establish such a system that at least my rahmah, my mercy will come into being. Come to me. You did dhikr? Okay, you're forgiven. Let's go. You're forgiven. Why? Why? Allah has promised that, oh my beloved, I want to make you happy. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is all due to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sadiqah. Allah said that, how can I say this to you? How can I reply to you? I've said that I will make you pleased. And the question doesn't rise that I don't forgive this. But now the women, they'll be naked, their mothers, their sisters, they become animals themselves, no hisab. Allah said they've left the deen, they left their salah, they pray when they want, they have their deen according to their preference, their Quran according to their preference, their sects, different groups. How did they get forgiveness, O Allah? Yes, but Allah Ta'ala has promised already that He's going to please His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah says that I will forgive them in this way. Dhikr will be taking place in Masjid Ali, which is a masjid 4 feet wide. But forgiven will be thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. Subhanallah. In your own town, your own city, that many women, for example, with parda, they'll be sitting online and doing dhikr. You should also see to your mothers and sisters and down. This is not a game. If you're forgiven, your wife will be forgiven. The rahmah, mercy will descend into your home and your children will come onto the right path. As I said, I don't do traditional actions, customary actions, that due to dhikr majlis, this is happening, that's happening. This is not my tradition, my custom, my brothers. That due to dhikr, traditionally, custom, as I say, we're doing dhikr, we're forgiven, we don't need to do anything. No, I come with an objective, one niyyah, 100,000 times for myself. I say, Allah, I'm so grateful to you. Maybe I was ill before, I was severely ill before, and I was thinking, what should I do? But your mercy came. Please Allah, fit me into the gathering. I'm going for this purpose, that Allahu Akbar, I had no guarantee I was going to come today. People know me that in this situation, I am selfish. Allah, I've come for this reason, that if I go, then I'll get forgiveness. Subhanallah. That I didn't think I want a group of 100, I'll host dhikr, I'll be a sheikh, I want to be a Naqshbandi sheikh and seat everyone down, then give speeches, then people should look at me, I'm Peer Sahib, and praise me. Allahu Akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, astaghfirullah. I cry and do dua, Allah, please give me one more chance. I don't know, the dhikr I did in the morning, that you forgave me, by the evening I will be immersed in sins again. Allah, your karam mercy, give me the chance in the evening, so that my sins are removed, I get forgiveness. I'm crying for myself and coming here. I'm praying for myself. I have no link with you that I should sit here, host dhikr, and be praised and known. I have no desire for this. It's your choice if you come or not. This is an ocean. Whoever comes here is a bath. Yes, be immersed. You come. It's not your choice. It's not my choice. It's Allah's choice. So I'm so happy at the moment. I'm sat down nicely. We'll do dhikr now. After dhikr, I'll take the document, the seal, and put it in my pocket, and I'll go and sleep with ease that I'm forgiven. Say Subhanallah. Do you understand these words and the points? Is this a speech or reality? Reality? Will you come to dhikr? Yes. 14 majalis. Proper human beings. Yes. After 8 days, you still don't leave the shop. Even if you have a few hours, you'll go back to your shop. 3 jobs at a time in parallel. Yes. Overtime. Taxi driver doesn't leave his taxi. Will you get forgiveness due to these materialistic things? Will you get forgiveness from your home? No, Allah's karam, mercy, that when you will do dhikr morning and evening, then Allah says, I'll give you increase in rizq. Allah's given guarantee, assurance. So the biggest, most unfortunate person is that person. The river is flowing in front of him and he doesn't take a bath in it. Never do this. Nafs and shaitan are making us wretched. I'm not inviting to myself. I'm just telling you the reality. I have no need to ask God this. I don't know in the morning who's come, who hasn't come. This is my own fikr, my own worry. Allahumma, I'm in my own game of life. Allah, I'm so grateful to you that your pious servants have come. Give me a certificate as well, Allah. The think like this as well yourself. Will you come to dhikr? Inshallah. True promise? Yes, you, oh, have you not understood what I've said yet? You want forgiveness? So now when shaitan tries to deviate you, divert you, say straight away, no, he's speaking rubbish, nonsense, that there's greatest reward and means to forgiveness of God. No, no, you've read Quran, Hafiz Quran, you're imam, you're this and that. Go and give a speech. People have come off track. You can speak so well. You've become Tariq Jameel. You're such a great speaker. Allah says, la. The reality will open when a person dies and when he's about to go into the grave, when the life will come out. And this is when we'll realize that have we succeeded or have we failed? If you get the document with the good news, you are very fortunate. That's it. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the tawfiq. Ameen. Let's do a little bit of dhikr. I ask for forgiveness. I've taken a bit too much of your time.
Salamu salam ala Sayyidina Musaleen Jabiyan Sabeen Taha Yasin al Habib al Mameen Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawla Muhammadin Nabeen Ummiji wa Azwajihi Ummahatil Mumineen Azariyati wa Adibati Kama Sallayta Allah Ibrahim Innaka Hamidu Majid صلّم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وأصلنا وجدنا وغدنا وأمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبدنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشهدنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
آمين.